Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now let's welcome in to preview the Dallas Cowboys, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, and it never gets old saying that, the original 88, Drew Pearson. Drew, how you been, my friend?
Oh, I've been good. Thanks, Zach. All good. Almost a year now as a Pro Football Hall of Famer, so... been all good.
Do you still wake up and go, man, I'm a Pro Football Hall of Famer? Like, that never gets old.
No, it doesn't. You know, I walk around, you know, I'm not sure I walk around any different or anything, but then I just realize that, hey, you know, you're a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Then you start thinking about your journey, how you came through as a kid growing up and never thinking about being a Hall of Famer. You know, just maybe one day being a pro athlete. Then you accomplish that, and then you have success as a Dallas Cowboy and end up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Sometimes, even though you waited 38 years to get in, you know, sometimes it's still hard to believe that you're in there amongst all those other great players, that's for sure.
Well, someone currently on the Cowboys that have Hall of Fame aspirations that's in the wide receiver room in CeeDee Lamb. He's still got a long ways to go, but he's got off to a good start in his career. Now things change a little bit. Gallup has been hurt. You then have Amari Cooper now getting traded to the Cleveland Browns. What would your advice be to another 88 and CeeDee Lamb entering this season?
Be ready to go. You're the man. They're calling you. You know, when my turn came up as a rookie in back in 1973, after two guys ahead of me got hurt my rookie season, you know, Coach Landry didn't say, hey, Drew, you know, are you ready? You know, if you were on that roster, he expected you to be ready and to step up and take advantage of this opportunity. And that's what I was able to do. And so this is an opportunity for CD. You know, he's had a couple good years, over 2,000 yards, you know, a nice season last year, over 1,000 yards and that type of thing. But, you know, it was different because of the people around him. He was part of the offense. Now he has to be the main part of the passing game. In the passing offense. So that'd be a little different from him, but knowing him and knowing how he has, what I've been hearing about how he has approached this offseason by getting stronger, working with Dak, gaining the confidence of the other players on the team and the players that are around him, I think he'll be ready to step up and take advantage of this opportunity the next double eight has in front of him.
Now, last time you joined us, it was right after that disaster of a playoff game up against the 49ers, and you were annoyed, as you should be, and you said your confidence was wavering in Dak. Where's your confidence as you get set for another season of Cowboys football and the quarterback at number four?
Yeah, you know, I have confidence in Dak. I lost a little confidence in that playoff game, but I don't think it was totally Dak's fault. I don't think the Cowboys offense, including Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator, didn't let Dak handle that kind of situation. He's proven that he can handle those kind of two-minute situations and come out on top of those situations. And I was just disappointed the way they let him handle that situation. They should have shown more confidence in him. But going through the offseason, going through an offseason now, injury-free, not rehabbing anything, just coming out ready to play, trying to get better and better. Dak is a consummate leader. When he shows up there, the rest of the guys show up at the practice field ready to work. And so I think Dak will be fine this year. The question is, you know, the receiving corps has been depleted a little bit. You know, of course, we lost Amari Cooper, and, you know, that's a big production loss right there. 8 touchdowns last season, even though the yardage wasn't there, the receptions weren't there. A lot of the people said that had to do with lack of targets or whatever, but it wasn't there. But losing him, but I think a bigger loss might be Cedric Wilson. I mean, every time this guy stepped in, he made things happen. But, you know, then the situation with Schultz, you know, at tight end, I guess he's got till July 15th to either sign the franchise tag or be franchised or work out a new deal. So if all these other pieces around Dak, including Zeke, you know, comes back and has a better year than he had last season, more prepared going into this season. With all these things around Dak, Zach, I didn't even talk about the offensive line yet. So if there's any improvement there, then I think Dak will be okay.
Let's get to the next down. Hall of Famer Drew Pearson here with us. So we get to the head football coach, Mike McCarthy. He's been there for 2 years. Whenever you have Jerry Jones as your owner, the coach is always on the hot seat. Where's your confidence level with Coach McCarthy?
You know, I think Coach McCarthy's got something to prove, you know. Some of his comments coming out of the playoff game against the San Francisco 49ers, talking about some of the players, the way he looked at them, and they didn't appear to be ready to him to go into this playoff game and play the 49ers at home. You know, making comments like that and, you know, pretty much admitting that you failed in an effort to get your players ready for this playoff game. It should have been no question about that. That shouldn't even been a topic or even a concern. But then you saw the way they played, you know, in that playoff game against San Francisco, the way they came out. You know, they were lackadaisical, lackluster, couldn't execute, making all kinds of mistakes, penalties and things like that. The penalties were just atrocious throughout that football game. And that's what Coach Landry used to say. That only attributed to one thing, and that's lack of discipline. And that's what they showed in that football game. So, you know, I think going into the season, he has something to prove. And it's not just getting the players ready, but also making the right decisions on the sidelines there in situations that are key. I know Kellen Moore, Pro Football Focus, rates him very high as a play caller. But sometimes, you know, you got to take over as a head coach and tell the play caller what to call, because he should have a feel for the game. You know, Coach Landry took over the plays most of the time in calling our plays, but Roger Staubach had the say as the play caller in the huddle to change the play or call what he thought was best. So anyway, to make a long story short, I think McCarthy's on the hot seat as far as the Cowboys are concerned, and Mr. Jones is concerned, because Mr. Jones is not getting any younger. He wants to win now. And if McCarthy's not the man to do that, then they're going to have to make some decisions. But that won't be till the end of the season for sure.
And I don't, Drew, I don't think the Cowboys are going to NFC title game this year. I don't think they're going to a Super Bowl. I've been saying this ever since this guy walked away from the Saints. Sean Payton in Dallas next year, right? That's what it looks like to me.
Well, you know, a lot of that, the stage is continuing to be set for that. You know, Sean Payton, you know, no longer with the Saints, sitting out a year, and he had that obligation to fulfill. And moving on from the Saints, the Cowboys couldn't hire him, but you know, that could be the next thing for the Dallas Cowboys as far as head coach is concerned. Again, if McCarthy, you know, doesn't live up to the expectations, you might not have them, Zach, but the expectations around here, you know, are pretty high, you know, and, you know, just, we're just Cowboy fans. We always think that way. We always think we have a chance, especially coming out of the NFC East. You know, our goal, our main goal should be to get into the playoffs and do that by winning the NFC East and reestablish our goals and, you know, see if we can reach an outstanding goal like getting to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl. But, you know, McCarthy's got to be the man in charge, and he's got to take charge and show, and players have to show confidence in him and want to play for him. And I think this year will be that year, because we got, as you mentioned, Zach, we got Mr. Payton, not Peyton Manning, Sean Payton laying in the wings back there. And, you know, he's always wanted to coach, be a head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And Sometimes you have to take the long way around to get to where you want to get to, and that might be his path. So we'll see how that plays out.
Let's get to the next down. The original 88, Drew Pearson, the Pro Football Hall of Famer here with us. You talked about those expectations. Let me just start with the NFC East. I think this is a two-team race between the Eagles and the Cowboys. Eagles made a big move at the draft, trading for A.J. Brown. Where's the confidence level, bare minimum, that the Eagles will that the Cowboys will win the NFC East this year, Drew Pearson?
You know, we should have a lot of confidence that we can dominate the NFC East. You know, where the success is playing teams that didn't have the better records. You know, we dominate, you know, like a team like San Francisco that had a great defense and we couldn't do anything against them. But, you know, I think twice against playing Philadelphia twice this past season, I think we scored somewhere 90 points in both football games, each game together combined. So, you know, we're not that afraid of Philadelphia. They did make some great moves in the offseason with the addition of, Brown at wide receiver.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts will be a lot better, be a little more confident in that position. And we can't take him lightly because you have to remember, when he came out of college, he was a winning quarterback. You know, he's not a losing type guy. So he's probably doing all he can to get back on the winning track and get Philly back on the winning track coming off a 9-8 season. But, Zach, we finished 12-5 in that division last year, and I don't see that division getting much better. I don't see the Cowboys. I don't think we've improved that much. I think we've lost some along the way, especially when you lose a Randy Gregory as a pass rusher. You know, he only had, six sacks or so, but it was the quarterback pressures that made a difference, him being in that defensive line and losing Cooper and stuff like that. And other guys that we lost, Lyle Collins. So, you know, we're not the same football team either. So we'll see how it plays out. But I think our main competition in the NFC East will be Philadelphia.
Let's get to the final down with Drew Pearson. Switching gears to the defensive side of the ball, Micah Parsons had a sensational rookie year. Trayvon Diggs in year number two became a first-team All-Pro. What do you look for out of those two guys after having some early success? You know, the rest of the league, they try to catch up to you. Some guys, they're just that great that it doesn't even matter. But what do you see specifically this year out of Diggs and Parsons?
Yeah, they got to be ready because, as you mentioned, Zach, I mean, you know, the league has been studying them all season, watching film over and over and figuring out ways to stop Parsons, figuring out ways, his weaknesses versus his strength. The same thing with Diggs over there at cornerback. And, you know, you got to figure out, you know, these are the kind of things back in the day where we had to deal with a Mel Blount at cornerback. How do you attack him, you know? And then you go on the defensive side, you know, how do you deal with a Lawrence Taylor, you know? Well, you figure it out, you know. You figure out ways to come up on the defensive side of the football. So, I mean, on the offensive side of the football, to take advantage of what they do defensively. So, you got to come up with ways, but I think these guys are ready. I met Michael Parsons, had a good conversation with him. Great young man, got his head on right, good character, passion for the game, very intelligent man, even though he came out of Penn State. We won't hold that against him.
My producer goes to Penn State, and I went to Temple. Oh, thank you, Drew. That's a drop of the year, a drop of the millennium. Thank you.
That was right on time, man. I only said that because they didn't recruit me. They recruited my favorite receiver at a high school, Scotty Skarzinski, and he went to Penn State and went 4 years up there, but they didn't recruit me, so that's why I had to give him that deal.
Tulsa's better anyway. Screw those Nittany Lions. Sure.
Right on. Right on. Well, but anyway, I think Micah Parsons and those guys will be ready. They better be ready because they'll be attacked deep differently, you know, going into this upcoming season. Zach.
Well, Drew Pearson, we always appreciate the time. Anytime you take a shot at Penn State, we will always love that. So thanks so much, my friend.
You got it. Anytime, Zach. Thanks for having the original 88.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.